it shows the progress that's been made in the last 13 years of peace. Practically, in the there were 10 remaining residual security tasks that the mission was still doing toward the end of last year, and those have all been handed over. That includes executive protection, protecting the president. It includes disposal of unexploded ordnance, and 60 to 70 pieces are still found per year in Liberia, remnants mostly of the war. And these tasks have been taken over seamlessly, so this bodes very well for the future of this country.
I mean, since 2003, they've been assisting the country with security. Just give a little highlight of that process as regards to the reform.
When UNMIL came here on October 1st, 2003, there was obviously a rehadding of some forces as well. Not just the security institutions, but virtually all institutions had to be built up from scratch. And the United Nations mission in Liberia, and other partners helped the government step by step. By 2007, there were more than 16,000 uniformed personnel here. The next year, 2008, they began to progressively draw down. As they continued to draw down, the Liberian forces were stood up. The Liberian National Police, which now has 17% women, which is very good for any country. It's not good enough because we'd rather see 50%, as I'm sure you'll tell me. But it shows progress has been made. That was something that was in part made possible because there were a lot of female peacekeepers here. There was a whole foreign police unit from India of female police, which really, I think, had an impact on the psyche of women and of the whole country and helped that process along. Of course, more needs to be done. But the institutions now are run by Liberians. In the beginning, it was the United Nations that was training police in the academy. Now Liberians are running their academy. So we've come a long way. There's more than 5,000 trained Liberian National Police, several Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization, and it's time for them now to step up and be fully in control. They've been in the forefront for many years, so it's not something new. It's a culmination of steps that result in a great achievement. And let me just say, on July 1st, UNMIL will still be here. I mean, you can think of it as an insurance policy that there'll still be a battalion, 1,240 military, and 606 police, but they're not going to be used in day-to-day security operations at all. That you can think of them as an insurance policy that would only be used in extremist situation, one in which civilians were threatened and the great progress we've made together over 13 years was also threatened.
This is a great news. So will Liberia continue to need support going forward? If so, what kind of?
Yeah, I think, Liberia is standing up. It's making great progress. We've seen a lot of political will to get to where we are. We had to prioritize what needed to be done by 30 June, and Liberia, with help, was able to do it. But, there'll still be a need. UNMIL will still be here on July 1st, as I said. We'll continue to help develop the security institutions and rule of law institutions, for instance. And even after UNMIL eventually leaves, we don't know exactly when that will be. The UN will still be here to assist, to continue to strengthen these institutions, but also to help Liberia, in the broader sense, work forward on the processes that it needs to. This includes reconciliation. Certainly, more needs to be done. This includes decentralization and deconcentration, bringing the services that have historically been, mostly here in Monrovia, out to the county. And we've seen progress in that. We've seen county service centers. You don't have to drive all the way to Liberia to get your license, which may have been expired, and you get a ticket on the way. Now, those are small things, but they mean a lot to people outside of the capital. We see the district and county security councils as well, where, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many police you have. If the community and the people are not on board, you're not going to have long-term peace.
Sure.
So these help. These bring the chiefs. These bring women's groups. These bring youth together with the security actors in every county and every district eventually. And it gives them an opportunity to work preventively, to see where there are problems brewing and to address them before they turn into violence. That concept of community policing is really the way forward, not only in Liberia, but in the whole world.